Did you hear me when I called?
Come on in to Rosie on the House. We brought the big boss man in for the show today. Yes, we did. Good morning, y'all. We made some phone calls, got in touch with a few important people, and somehow, some way, convinced our director of the Register of Contractors to come in and join us this Saturday morning, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Thank you for coming in, the newly appointed director of the Registrar of Contractors. Have you got the boxes unpacked yet?
Yes, we do. Thank you very much for asking us to come down.
The Registrar of Contractors, created by the Arizona State Legislature in 1931 to promote quality construction by Arizona contractors through a licensing and regulatory system designed to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the public. That's your job.
Absolutely. That's it.
I have lived through about 8 registrars. So it's been interesting to see the different styles of each one of them. Let's talk a little bit about what you have found since you've settled in and are taking reins of the agency. I tell Arizona homeowners all the time, you know what? We're very fortunate here that the legislature had the foresight to create the agency back in the 30s. It gives us, as homeowners, an extra layer of protection in Arizona that many states don't have.
Well, absolutely. We find here in the state of Arizona, by having a licensed contractor, you can be assured that the contractor has certain experience levels, also is required to be bonded, has passed testing, that type of thing, where, like you said, Rosie, many other states don't have that.
There's a lot of states. If I want to be a plumber, I just order a set of business cards and buy a couple of wrenches, and I are a plumber.
There you go.
Or an electrician, or a roofer, or air conditioning, or whatever.
My plumbing friends would want you to be a little easy on that.
But I don't think people realize what licensing really means, and I don't think they realize. I mean, when I got my license, I mean, I had to prove I had certain years of experience in that particular trade.
Absolutely. You have a certain, depending on what level of license you have, a certain level of experience, certain number of years, then you have to pass testing.
Written testing. About the trade.
About the trade, absolutely. And these tests are not all cakewalks, as licensed contractors will understand. You know, it's an amazingly honorable profession. And the vast majority of licensed contractors everywhere are doing the very best they can and treating people right all the time.
And it's a two-part test. You have to take the test about the trade, and then there's the business side of the test. You have what are the key ingredients of a contract?
Absolutely.
You know? So it's kind of once someone has committed to going through the process of being a licensed contractor, and you hear a lot of things about this contractor cheated me out of this contractor cheated me out of that. Of course, the Better Business Bureau lists remodeling and roofing contractors as one of the highest complaint categories of all. But really, when you look at how many licensed contractors we have in Arizona and how many complaints your office handles, very few of the contractors ever even get repeat complaints.
Oh, absolutely. There's over 36,000 licensed contractors in the state of Arizona today. It's down considerably from during the rush in the 2008.
I wonder what the peak was. Do you know offhand?
It was, I don't know offhand, but it was someplace over 50,000.
North of 50, was it really?
North of 50,000.
Okay.
And, you know, there's also a few statistics about how many licensed contractors ever get a complaint, ever have a complaint filed against them, whether or not it was a valid complaint or not,
right.
Or whether or not it was maybe a complaint from one contractor against another contractor. But we handle a little, I don't have the numbers exactly, but mm-hmm. it's about 1% of contractors ever get a complaint. Many of those are resolved before we even get involved, deeply involved. So,
and I tell people all the time, and you hear it all the time, make sure who you're talking to is licensed, insured, and bonded. Talk through what that means. We already talked a little bit about licensing. You have to prove work history. You have to prove a knowledge of the trade. Mm-hmm. You have to prove some level of business acumen.
Right.
So you're licensed. But to get a license, I have to be bonded and insured.
Well, insurance is not a licensing requirement.
Okay.
Though bonding is. Statutorily required to be bonded at a certain level depending on your annual volume. The lowest bonding level for residential contractors, then it goes up commercial depending on what you're doing. All residential contractors are required to contribute each year, each time they renew their, when they get their license, and then each time they renew a fee to the Arizona, the recovery fund. That's a fund that's available should you ever have a complaint that doesn't get resolved once it's adjudicated, or once the, if the contractor is found to be at fault and doesn't take care of the problem, then you can then apply to the recovery fund to receive up to a up to $30,000 maximum.
And I know legally it's probably not the right way to describe it, but I tell homeowners all the time, they want to know why they're perceiving that going to the fully licensed, bonded, insured contractor is going to be the more expensive option rather than just hiring Cousin Joe right. to do the job, you know. But I tell people that that recovery fund is almost like it's almost like an insurance policy. Should everything go wrong, you have some recourse.
Yes, in the residential end, absolutely. You want to make certain, though, I mean, it's only the recovery fund. You can only get to the recovery fund if you've hired a properly licensed contractor. We have a document that we like to share that's called Some Steps to Help Ensure the Work You Contract For is the Work You Get. It's a one-page sheet. You can find that on our webpage. But there's many things you want to do before you enter into a contract. Hire a licensed contractor, properly licensed contractor. You can check with the Registrar of Contractors on that, check their references, a variety of different things
and
before you do it.
We had a modest amount of activity of people stealing licenses in this last downturn, of people just going to the Registrar site, picking a license number and using it. I tell people, look, go to the website, azroc.gov, type in the man's name that's supposed to be the license holder, or the license number, and make sure there's a match.
Well, absolutely. It's always a good idea to make certain that the person you're dealing with or signing the contract with happens to be a person that is employed or affiliated with the company.
Yeah.
So, and we find that, and that happens from time to time. It's very rare, though.
It got a little more common during this last downturn where we had a lot of people just infused in the community. So, licensed, bonded, insured, bonding according to the volume of work you do per year. That's mm-hmm. the other thing I tell people to check. It's kind of a subtle little check. Just get in there and make sure. A lot of contractors will bond to the minimum.
Yes.
And perform to the maximum. Make sure your bond is compatible with the amount of work the contractor commits to on an annual basis. That's important.
Yes, okay. It is.
And the unlicensed element. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, unlicensed entities in the state, it's my belief, and it's the way we're looking at it in this administration, steal millions of dollars from hardworking, properly licensed contractors in this state and also homeowners. It's a huge problem. We do what we can. We have a small force. We don't have a huge police force
right.
going out. We have about 13 investigators handling unlicensed entity complaints throughout the state. So you can imagine it's a tough one to kind of get that. It's a problem for everybody. It's a problem for homeowners, for business owners, for municipalities not being able to, unlicensed entities aren't paying their taxes properly. It's a community problem, we believe.
You can't say this, but I can. So when you get heat for this, just remind them, hey, Rosie's the one that said that, not me. But I don't feel a big majority of the realtors or the supply houses are doing near the job they need to be doing to police that activity. And I think to really rein in the unlicensed activity, it's going to take all of us. It's going to take the licensed contractors. It's going to take the homeowners. It's going to take the realtors. It's going to take the supply houses. And it's going to take your agency.
Well, we believe, and Rosie, we believe it's a community problem. When I say community, I mean the entire state of Arizona. And we believe that the solution, though I'm not sure if we can ever eliminate it, where there's money to be made, you know, it always draws people who want to make it in a way that's a little easier than the people doing the right way. But we think we need, and that's what we're proposing, and that's what we talk about everywhere we go, is that it's everybody needs to be involved. Trade associations, the real estate industry, municipalities, individual contractors. Everybody does.
You know, a big part of Arizona's reputation has kind of been built on the back that guys will move here from the Midwest in the explosive times, and when things reel down, then they'll continue their migration onto California. We've been kind of a migratory contractor field. You and I both have a good friend, the Schwann family. That's a second-generation construction company, AA Builders. I mean, you don't have very many second-generation construction companies in Arizona. No. Yours was one.
Right, mine was one. My dad first was licensed on his own. His partners moved down here in 1959. 1962, he licensed his Fleet Construction Company.
Yeah. So. I mean, so the transitory nature of this environment, now it has stabilized a lot in the last two decades.
Absolutely.
But boy, through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, there were the John F. Longs, mm-hmm. there were the Del Webbs, there were the Suggs and a couple others. And other than that, there were just guys blowing in and blowing out. And they all came from the Midwest, like Ohio. You know, what do they know from Ohio? And they would come to the desert and they would say, hey, we're in the desert. It doesn't rain here. We don't have to worry about water. And in my remodeling business and my repair business, water is the number one reason we're having to do some kind of maintenance repair work.
Absolutely. That's, we found a lot of that also. You know, how do you properly do how do you properly put your underlayments on? How do you handle a parapet wall?
Here at Rosie on the House with the director of the Registrar of Contractors for the state of Arizona, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. We'll be back and talk a little bit about what they're doing to wrap up and reel off the unlicensed entities off the street.